I think the people in Gaza have been disappointed up to now. You'll remember that at one point, 18 months ago, there was in mind the production of flowers and fruits in Gaza, an opening of the borders with Israel, an airport, a seaport, a linkage with Egypt, a linkage between Gaza and the West Bank. And I think many Palestinians have looked at the inability to carry through that promise as being a very bad mark against the Western contributors. And so I think that there's a lot of apprehension there. I'm not sure there's a great deal of trust. And I think what you got when they came in with Hamas was they were turning away from Fatah because they could not deliver and they were trying someone else. And I think it is an uncertain question that people will immediately turn back to Fatah as a result of this.
As a financial man yourself, you must be aware of the logistical difficulties of funneling money not only to the West Bank, but particularly to Gaza, humanitarian aid that Israel says it wants to see delivered. On a wider note, on a global scale, how are institutions fixed logistically to deliver all the aid that is so much talked about in this era of globalization?
Well, I think you're hitting on a very, very difficult question, because if you take just that segment of aid which is given globally to developing countries, the poorer countries, you can say that's roughly $100 billion. And by my estimates, which are drawn from my colleagues' estimates, you'd be lucky if a quarter of that in cash gets to the recipients. There are overlays of advisors and intermediaries, and in the case of Gaza and the West Bank, I think it is not dissimilar.
On a wider scale, it's a huge problem, the growing gap between rich and poor. And do you think that institutions, you've spoken that institutions themselves need to be overhauled, such as the World Bank, for example?
Well, I think that very roughly, you've got 6 billion or so people in the planet. You have 1 billion people who are relatively well off, and you've got 5 billion people that are in varying degrees of development. In 40, 50 years' time, it'll be 9 billion people. And the people in the rich group of 1 billion might be 1.1 billion. All the rest will go to the developing countries. And we have a tremendous challenge in the world to be able to make a transition from a world which we previously understood that 80, 90% of the wealth should be with the rich, with the Europeans, with the Americans, even with the Australians. And now understand that with China and India coming along, you have global superpowers that are being created in the next 30 or 40 years. And behind that, you still have 1 billion or so people who will have nothing. They will be living under $1 a day. And the challenge for all of us is, what do you do with the people in groups 3 and 4 in the world, the people that are not growing much, and the people that are literally going backwards?